This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Milton. At least six children and three women from a U.S. Mormon family have been killed in an ambush in northern Mexico, according to Mexico's security minister and family members. The U.S. citizens formed a fundamentalist Mormon community decades ago in the border region just inside Mexico. The White House has reacted. Sagar Magani has more.
President Trump is offering Mexico help after several American citizens were killed in northern Mexico. The president's calling them wonderful people who got caught between two vicious drug cartels and tweets it's time for Mexico to wage war on the cartels with American help, adding, you sometimes need an army to defeat an army. He writes the U.S. government stands ready to get involved and merely awaits a call from Mexico's president, whom he says has made fighting the cartels a top issue. Andres Manuel Lopez Obrador, though, has favored a less militaristic approach, saying confronting the cartels has only led to more violence. Sagar Magani at the White House.
The killings were the latest in a string of recent attacks in Mexico that have shocked a country that is used to violence. A global team of more than 11,000 scientists is warning that the planet clearly and unequivocally faces a climate emergency. Their report, published Tuesday in the journal Bioscience, warns in no uncertain terms that the world would face, in its words, untold human suffering if it does not make deep and lasting shifts in human activity that contributes to climate change. This is the first time a large group of scientists has collectively used the word emergency in reference to climate change. It also says during 40 years of global climate negotiations, the world has generally conducted business as usual and failed to address the problem. From Washington, D.C., you're listening to VOA News. Republican Senator Rand Paul is calling on the media to release the name of the whistleblower who triggered the impeachment inquiry into President Trump and his alleged efforts to investigate his political rival, Joe Biden. This is Rand Paul at a rally last night with the president in Kentucky.
The whistleblower needs to come before Congress as a material witness because he worked for Joe Biden at the same time Hunter Biden was getting money from corrupt oligarchs. I say tonight to the media, do your job and print his name.
A transcript of testimony from former Ukrainian ambassador Marie Yovanovitch describes a shadow campaign to oust her, led by the president's attorney, Rudy Giuliani. According to that transcript released yesterday, Ukrainian officials told her that Giuliani and his associates had plans that they were going to, you know, do things, including to me. That's a quote from her. House Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff had this to say.
And so what does this irregular back channel sanctioned by the president do? It seeks to remove someone fighting corruption in Ukraine.
The president is now trying to distance himself from Yovanovitch, who was removed from her post.
I'm sure she's a very fine woman. I just don't know much about her.
However, on a July 25th phone call with the Ukrainian leader, President Trump called Yovanovitch bad news, and he said that she was going to go through some things. Government health officials are estimating that millions of cases of heart disease and other illnesses can be traced back to childhood abuse or trauma. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn has more.
Researchers have been studying for decades how suffering or witnessing traumatic events as a child can affect the likelihood of physical injury or illness later in life. They know that stressful experiences like violence, divorce, or mental illness in the home can affect how a child's body develops and start a path towards smoking, drug use, and other unhealthy behaviors. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says intervention could potentially reduce the number of adults with weight problems by 2%, the number with coronary heart disease by 13%, and depression by 44%. The findings are based on questionnaires from 144,000 Americans. I'm Jackie Quinn.
The top general for U.S. military operations in Africa visited Somalia Tuesday to meet with leaders and discuss the fight against extremists in the Horn of Africa nation. U.S. Army General Stephen Townsend said he was assessed the progress of the United States military campaign against the Islamic State terror group and the local al-Qaeda affiliate, al-Shabaab. He called them a threat to African partners, to U.S. interest in East Africa, and to the U.S. homeland. I'm Marissa Milton. You're listening to VOA News.